Mr. Leger remained with us, a silent watcher, emotionless on the surface, but I sensed with deep running currents of what? Hate? Fear? Vengeance? I could not place it, but he was potentially dangerous, I was sure of that. Perhaps more so than Mr. Indrasil was, if anyone ever lit his particular fuse. He was at the circus at every performance, always dressed in his nattily creased brown suit, despite the killing temperatures. He stood silently by Green Terror's cage, seeming to commune deeply with the tiger, who was always quiet when he was around. From Kansas to Oklahoma, with no let-up in the temperature, we were all as jumpy as cats, to coin a particularly applicable phrase. A bizarre occurrence had taken place just prior to our first Wildwood performance. Mr. Indrasil had been in the demon cat cage, putting the ill-tempered lions through their paces. One of them missed its balance on its pedestal, tottered, and almost regained it. Then at that precise moment, Green Terror let out a terrible, ear-splitting roar. The lion fell, landed heavily, and suddenly launched itself with rifle bullet accuracy at Mr. Indrasil. With a frightened curse, he heaved his chair at the cat's feet, tangling up the driving legs. He darted out just as the lion smashed against the bars. As he shakily collected himself, preparatory to re-entering the cage, Green Terror let out another roar, but this one monstrously, like a huge, disdainful chuckle. That afternoon wore on interminably, but as the temperature climbed, we all began looking hopefully toward the west, where huge banks of thunderclouds were forming. Rain, maybe, I told Chips, stopping by his barking platform in front of the sideshow. But he didn't respond to my hopeful grin. "Don't like it," he said. His face grew grim. "It ain't no picnic riding out a tornado with a pack of crazy wild animals all over the place, Eddie. I thank God more than once when we've gone through the tornado belt that we don't have no elephants," he added gloomily. "You better hope them clouds stay right on the horizon." But they didn't.